We pray. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in us. And lead us in the way everlasting. Amen. The following statement is made in the student handbook. Keeping in mind the scriptural principles of modesty and the importance of learning that different situations require different levels of dress, the following guidelines will be our dress code. Neatness, cleanliness, and modesty in dress are expected at all times. I think that we know what neatness refers to. I think we know what cleanliness refers to. But what is this thing called modesty? Is modesty just a matter of personal opinion? So that what is modest in your eyes may be immodest in somebody else's eyes? If so, why do we use modesty as a measure for how we dress? Well, let's start with the words of the Lord found in 1 Samuel 7 or 16. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Now, these words show us a fundamental difference between God and man. God is capable of seeing everything, even our innermost thoughts and desires. As for us, we live by our senses. We look at outward appearance, whether it refers to sight or taste or touch or smell or hearing. These senses of ours, which observe outward things, are used by us to evaluate things and people. Man looks at the outward appearance. So what does modesty have to do with this? Well, here's a dictionary definition of modesty. Having or showing a moderate opinion of one's own value, abilities, achievements, and so forth, not vain or boastful, unassuming. That sounds like a biblical concept, and yet the word modest is never found in the Bible. The word modesty is found once. However, if we were to apply a word to this concept expressed by the dictionary, it'd be the word humble, humility. A modest person is a humble person. A modest person is somebody who does not try to draw attention to himself. Now, there are many ways that we do draw attention to ourselves, and all of them have to do with this matter of outward appearance. Sight, sound, smell, taste, touch. We draw attention to ourselves by the way that we talk, the way that we smell, the way that we look, and so forth. Question is, why should we want to draw attention to ourselves? What is there about us that is worthy of attention? Anything that is good about us is a gift from God. Anything that is evil about us is our own doing. So when we dress ourselves, or we talk, or we perfume ourselves for the specific purpose of drawing attention to ourselves, then we are being immodest, not modest. And be assured that as soon as you draw attention to yourself, you're drawing attention to everything. So you're drawing attention to all your shortcomings and your sins, your evil deeds. Christians should not desire to draw attention to themselves. That's what the world does. And that's why, when it comes to matters of clothing, they deliberately design clothing in order to draw attention to themselves, and particularly to their sexuality. If you look in our daily bulletin, you'll see a little picture that shows what modesty was like back in 1898. Back then, as the picture shows, the hemline went down as the child grew older. Nowadays, it is the exact opposite. Things have certainly changed. The world does not understand modesty. But we're not part of the world. Therefore, as God tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It should be the desire of every one of us to draw attention to our God. We should talk and act and dress in such a way that we are not drawing attention to ourselves. Rather, we want others to see, to hear, to sense in every way that our God is God and that He is good. It is the goodness of God that, after all, made us what we are today. The goodness of the Father, who in love provided a wondrous way of salvation. The goodness of the Son, who in love sacrificed Himself to take away our sins. The goodness of the Holy Spirit, who in love reaches down from heaven and rescues us from sin and damnation by giving us faith in Jesus. When this Spirit came and brought us to faith, He changed us inside. We're not talking about outward appearance, therefore. Modesty is more about what's on the inside than it is about what's on the outside. And if what's on the inside is right, then what's on the outside will also be right. Jesus referred to this fact many times. In one case, He's talking about a tree. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. The Lord looks at the heart. The Lord does not evaluate you on the basis of what is on the outside, but what is on the inside. And He knows, as He's pointed out, that what's on the inside will show itself on the outside. Look, Jesus already knows what's inside of us. We can't fool Him. We can fool ourselves, however. So when you get dressed in the morning, ask yourself whether what you plan to wear is specifically designed to draw attention to you or not. If it is, then in all modesty, wear something else. Let modesty be your attitude in everything, in the way that you dress, in the way that you talk, in the way that you act. Then God can be the center of attention in your life and not yourself. We'll pray. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. Amen. And we sing verses 3 and 4 of hymn 398. Verses 3 and 4.
There's an announcement.